Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this scientist won a Nobel Prize for figuring out the mechanism for autophagy. When your body is hungry, it literally eats itself by eating all of the sick cells, cancer, as well as the old cells. This can be accomplished through intermittent fasting. I eat all my food within a 4 to 5 hour window each day, and it's ultra-low-carb keto, with a small piece of salmon each day for protein, as well as 4 eggs. My health has been greatly improved by this, and I feel better than I did in my 20s, even though I'm now 47. Up next, how's this for motivation? This fitness trainer in Brazil offers you sexy time services, but only if you're consistent and serious about fitness. But she's probably sleeping with so many of her clients that if this guy gets up to 2 plates, she's going to reward him with herpes. To minimize my risk, I'd always use a Jimmy hat and smash only once because there's no way I'd be a regular to a walking, talking disease dispenser. And yes, prostitution is legal in Brazil. Number three, this woman is busy telling everyone that men are avoiding her because she has a child. She's wondering if she's going to be doomed to be alone forever. Seeing this, all I can think of is, never play with another man's save game. On the bright side, at least she's not a mud shark. Maybe when a kid gets closer to 18, she'll finally find someone. Truth be told, though, plenty of simps are willing to date her, but she wants a chat. She left that out as a single mother, of course. Moving on, a study reveals Japanese people walk more daily than almost all other populations. I looked it up, and they walk around 6,000 to 7,000 steps a day. That's one of the reasons they stay so skinny. I only walk about 5,000 steps a day while I'm on my phone searching for memes for these videos. But it's not just exercise, but what you also put in your mouth that's more important than keeping your weight down. Plus, in Japan, fat shaming is also in fashion. Number five, how did women fall for this, that if they freeze their eggs, and if they do it, it'll actually free up their career? What many women don't understand is that their eggs still have an expiry date while frozen. If they really wanted to be proactive, then they'd use those eggs to make embryos with sperm from the sperm bank, just in case they never get a man to marry them. Then they can pay a surrogate to carry it for them in their 60s. As for this article, it looks like the start from Idiocracy. Up next, look at the look on this guy's face when he's told that a man has to be financially stable to date a broke woman. That's because men generally don't care about a woman's professional accomplishments and finances. It's all about her looks and attitude. Women can get away with working at McDonald's and still find a man to marry them if they're cute enough. That's all part of female privilege. Number 7, take a look at Rachel Dolezal, the formerly transracial teacher and diversity hire. And now she's come back as an OF model and is studying to become a sexologist. So this is where she is, selling sex to survive. They always do that once the desperation kicks in. When all else fails, pivot to spicy content. What race is she cosplaying as now? Maybe she's pretending to be a member of the Tiny Han Mafia or something like that. I think she took some meth and it took her back to her origins. Moving on, this is the way things should be with Shaq telling his kids that they aren't rich and that he's the one that's rich. Now that I have money, I finally understand why so many people don't leave all that much money to their children. Because if they don't earn it themselves, then they don't value it. And if you spend what you don't earn, then you're more likely to destroy yourself. He's spitting facts because so many kids out there think their parents' money is theirs. Number 9, just when you think that India can't stoop to a new gynocentric low, a court there declares that a wife is entitled to accessing a man's GPS data on his phone if she suspects that he may have had an affair. But ironically, a husband can't access or demand her personal information. Is this the so-called equality we keep hearing so much about? The judges are either women covering for each other or super white knight simps that can't help but fulfill women's wishes. Up next, Lindy West went on the Modern Love podcast to explain what it's like being in a romantic triad with two men. That it's great having two people to love her instead of just one. Judging by the looks of her, it's going to take a two-man team to get the job done. She's so large that they could both be loving her at the same time and never meet each other due to the circumference. They probably send up smoke signals to each other when it's time to switch places. Number 11, why do women hate men so much? This one says that men and other mammals live longer if they're castrated. She wonders why men go through life smuggling 2 little death nuggets. I guess that's what they're calling testicles these days. You know exactly where this is going as our society becomes increasingly gynocentric and feminized. they'll demand that men they don't actually find attractive be castrated, so they stop hitting on women and lose all chances of reproduction. Moving on, check out yet another story about how female video game players are overlooked, and that the industry needs to cater to them. The industry is about to change dramatically in the next decade with AI helping men make their own games, free from wokeism, and the game studios will go bankrupt catering to a non-existent female gamer demographic. After all, it's only so long that game studios can exist without actually making a profit. Number 13, this couple found Indian remains on their property in Ontario, Canada, and it could cost them $300,000 to remove them. The moral of the story is that if you find bones on your property, throw them in the trash immediately, or you could go broke. Actually, maybe not the trash, or you might get charged with murder or something. What if those bones belonged to some unsolved murder and you didn't give the family closure because you reburied the person because you didn't want to pay a massive fine? Up next, has been revealed that Justin Skippy Trudeau faked intelligence information to frame the Freedom Convoy truckers as violent extremists. Of course he did, and he'll never be punished for it either. People are also dead because of him and his policies, and some of the people from the trucker protests are still under house arrest. Also, don't forget that elderly woman that was trampled on here by those horses. Number 15, do you know that female Komodo dragons can reproduce on their own when there's no mate available? Maybe this explains all the single mothers out there in the world. And when they slobber all over you, it kills you. But seriously, who in the world would have ever thought that we would actually have a femcel lizard out there? This takes being an independent female to a whole new level. The modern-day women envy the Komodo dragon. Moving on, if Star Trek was made in the 80s and 90s by Alex Kurtzman, then this is what it would look like. At first I thought they didn't actually change Data, but it looks like they gave her boobs and a feminized face. Back in the day, the Next Generation had a black Klingon, a black engineer, and black bartender. That's a third of the cast. But identity politics wasn't on the agenda, so we didn't care. The storylines were the most important elements. Number 17, and speaking of enrichment, it looks like half the Muslims in Germany under the age of 40 show Islamist tendencies. That's 80% of the men. Yet we're always told that not all Muslims are potentially violent extremists. Well, this research proves otherwise. And what do you think they'll do once they make up 15 to 20% of the total population? Up next, women can't pick the restaurant they want to eat at, yet people want them to pick policies and politicians. I'm guilty as charged. I want them to have their rights. I just want to see technology be created that sidesteps their rights while they practice hedonism while refusing to reproduce and culling their very own population. Females, I believe, will drop down to 10 to 20% of the population one day naturally if men can use artificial wombs to reproduce. Number 19, the fantasy of a big comfy retirement has always been a mirage and not for the reasons you think. It's because of inflation, which keeps moving the goalposts. People are told to be happy getting 7% a year from their investments. But after they pay their tax and there's 5 to 7% inflation, they're actually losing money or even breaking even. Plus, even the people making a ton of money don't live below their means and don't save much for retirement either. Moving on, people are wondering why Canada needs to have a carbon tax when it has so much forest covering and suckling up the carbon from the atmosphere. It's not about saving the environment. It's about increasing taxation. In reality, the amount of carbon Canada sequesters with trees alone, the rest of the world should be paying us tax. Governments have to get creative taxing people because just raising income tax rates discourages people from working. Number 21, what happened? Where did her hiney go? Is this a prime example of catfishing or just our deflationary economy? If it is catfishing, then maybe this is why guys have trust issues these days. But any guy falling for this is a moron because how many East Asian women have you actually met with dump trucks that large? Here's my unpopular opinion. Both photos are edited and she's somewhere in between if she's not just AI. OpNexus confirms there's an epidemic of soy boys out there, with this one getting a vasectomy and his wife's boyfriend getting him a Nintendo Switch in exchange. I bet he's gonna go full cuck and raise another man's child while that other man continues to rail his wife. People say this is a joke and it can't be real. But there are many guys out there that enjoy sitting in the cuck chair watching their wives get smashed by Chad Rose. This was posted to the Circle Jerk subreddits. Number 23, someone says to move to Toronto because you won't regret it. Judging by the traffic in this photo, it looks like it was one afternoon about 25 years ago. If you live in Toronto, it can take you an hour to drive 20 miles, sometimes even longer. There's too much density and not enough road infrastructure, and they keep piling on more condos. People in Florida say that I-4 between Orlando and Tampa is pretty bad, but I don't think they've ever seen the 401 before. Moving on, researchers show that knee and back pain are both rising among young adults and worldwide. Why do you suppose that is? Could it have something to do with being in an office chair all day and your back can't handle doing much because of it? The knees I get because they're fat due to a sedentary lifestyle. Or maybe young people are kneeing each other in the back or something. Maybe it's because they've been riding too many Disney rides designed for kids and not for plus-size party hoppers. Number 25 and the last one, why is it that this is literally every commercial these days? Is it because white males are not susceptible to advertising as much as black men and white women are? That's the most logical reason, and not some tiny hat conspiracy to eliminate whiteies. Here's a promo pic from Netflix's new Adam and Eve show. Now we know why Adam ate the apple. Because he was a low IQ sub-Saharan. It's all making sense now. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.